Today may be a first in the 20-plus years of our broadcast. A recent interview took an interesting twist when I learned that one beautiful little museum was looking for a new home. It's a heartwarming story, and perhaps you can find its new location. Today's edition of the American Countryside returns after this.
To maximize crop yields, successful growers need a special advantage, and that's what you get with Radiate Plant Growth Regulator. Radiate is uniquely formulated to help young plants quickly develop stronger roots and shoots. That means better nutrient uptake, more early stress resistance, and bigger yields. Radiate makes all the difference on a variety of crops, with either foliar or in-furrow application, allowing it to fit with most grower programs. So this year, give yourself an edge. Ask your CPS dealer for Radiate.
AgroLiquid's full line of crop nutrients offer greater efficiency and unsurpassed application flexibility. AgroLiquid isn't like other fertilizers. Their crop nutrients can be conveniently applied when and where you need them. So instead of applying tons or gallons of fertilizers your crop may not need, you're using less and seeing more in your fields, so you wind up having one heck of a championship season. Go to AgroLiquid.com to get your crop nutrient game plan.
Today, the Reverend Charles Florey and his wife Wilma have retired, but one of their spiritual callings lives on. They began collecting pieces that depicted the Last Supper. Over the years, the number grew to over 2,000, and they had to find a place outside their home to display it.
Once we got it set up and established here in Greensburg, we did have an article in the newspaper, which would help, and different people who knew us from the churches and things, and eventually it just kept growing.
The Last Supper Museum is open to visitors and doesn't charge an admission, although donations are appreciated. Many women's groups, seniors, and churches come, but one group in particular makes Wilma feel especially happy to share the collection.
The youth groups, especially if their pastor comes and shares communion with them, and we sit around the table that we have here and share communion together.
But as I interviewed Wilma, an unexpected piece of this story unfolded.
We've been retired for 13 years. And it's been a fun thing to do in retirement and taking care of it and sharing it. But we need to begin to look at the future of it.
And that has led them to find a new home for this special museum.
It would be our desire that it would be able to stay as a collection rather than being separated and whatever might happen to each individual piece. But we'd like to keep it together. I think that would be great.
Perhaps you know a home for this museum. A place where the collection may remain together so people can experience the deep spiritual meaning of the art that depicts the Last Supper. You can find the Floreys online or just contact us on our American Countryside Facebook page. Traveling the Countryside in Greensburg, Indiana, I'm Andrew McRae.